Thank you, honored members. Welcome to the meeting. Good morning, and there's an agenda in front of you. And there's a ceremony. Agenda is in front of you, honored members. Firstly, before we start, is there any more for the agenda? If I'm some weak move, any cylinder? Although I can advance against the agenda. I would formally like to put everyone in this meeting today. My name is Tandy Sanduba. I'm the chairman of the Rovolo Committee. Welcome all to the meeting. As you know, the agenda today is only the first quarter expense report of 2012-2013 of the department. As you all know that we are also debating today the Heritage Day debate. Who's debating for the day? Making both of them. Who's debating? I think that's out. What is the name of the pen? Okay. Okay, good luck. I know one of the stores also debating. Good luck, one of the members on this afternoon debate. And the other issue that I want to just raise quickly is that as a portfolio committee, we have to send, I know the political party and others have sent message of condolences to the family of the late Mr. Bennett. I think it's very important as a portfolio, because she was the chair of the portfolio committee, so I think it's also important for us as well. Dr. Lewis, where is it? He ran away towards the new research. Okay. Okay, he should take the notes towards duty. He had to send that out as well. And we did send a message to the family of Dr. Alexander, who was very prominent in the committee. And firstly is that just to raise it quickly so that while we continue, the application has been rejected by the House Chair. So he says there are no funds, so we'll discuss that later. And I'd like to introduce members of the portfolio committee right now. We have one of the story with the member of the committee of some 7 I'm told it was very nice. And then we have another Moss, Monica Shulubana, Honorable Sam Sadwick, Honorable Sandberg, Honorable Fry, Honorable Steiner, Honorable Mabunda, is there another member that has left out? One of the members next to me is Jabu. Jabu is a committee secretary. Then we have our committee assistant to fund the decision. We've got a new researcher who started on duty from today. Dr. Baloyi will be leaving us, but they'll be working together for some time. So, Ms. Congratulations, welcome to the portfolio committee. That's 10 to our members can see you. This is the new researcher for the committee. Power to woman and a woman. Welcome to the portfolio committee. And we have... Oh, John, are we not facing... How are you doing? Okay, welcome, Tiffany. How are you today?
I'm good.
Sarah, my PA, you have Heidi, our study coordinator. And in one of our meetings today, we got Mr. Eugene Chapman back once again, who was very impressed with members of the portfolio committee about how we tackled the issues when they came there as musicians. And Mr. Mtepa, a letter has been written to the president. I think they will get, I will find it, and it has gone about the issues that we have raised. And He came here this year actually because me and Balez, so I said, you must come to the portfolio committee today, so that my come as bumping a punch. Yes. So I gave him permission to be here so that apparently he doesn't get the response that he's supposed to get from the department. Then I said, okay, if you don't get it, come here, you'll find them here. So I'm getting into trouble, this is the day, it's continuing. That's all. Where is that child of ours who was supposed to put a poster today? You are like today, there's a boy who's going to protest here, but I'm going to allow you to join the bearer of presence to come and put the poster there before he doesn't get help from the department. And I don't think people should be coming to the portfolio committee with that committee when you've got a line fashion of people who are supposed to do the job. I don't think we are pressed at all. Just a reflection of last week as well. I know you're going to present it, but I think one of the issues that we are not happy about as a portfolio committee is the most of it. So here today, I'm not happy about the way the MNE is being handled in the department. We didn't have that kind of meeting that we had last week as a portfolio committee. And I'm not sure who is not who is not weeping, you know. I don't think we need that really. I gave you a letter from Central right now. I think there are some of them that will respond to. I'll put you in a tight call today. And yeah, I think that's it for now. Members, can I move to the next item? The next item is apology. I've got an apology from Honorable Mfana. Mfana, I think your brother-in-law passed away, if I'm correct. But I know there's a funeral, I think the brother or brother-in-law that is late. I've got an apology from Sam Mohakane, who's got other comments. I've got an apology from the minister who's attending a cabinet committee meeting on economic sectors. I've got an apology from Abu Swedi because of family illness. And I think the one apology I have, it's how the girl is the girl is supposed to be, the deputy minister is not around, so she's in the strategy, I believe. She's still in the strategy to for the debate this afternoon. And I'm not sure when the deputy minister is. Oh, she wasn't the cabinet comment. Okay. Those are the apologies in front of us. Any mover? I will not appreciate the apology from them, Tishi. He knows he's supposed to be here. And I don't know what the other commitment. Any comments on the apology?
I move that the apology for the
thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Thank you. Tishi? I don't know that the department today will be presenting on their official expenditure and government review before the process. The presentation is in front of you, and then I think it's up on the screen. Members?
Thanks, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. If I may just quickly introduce the team from the department. We've got all the various program managers here today, so that they can answer to the things that the chairperson is raising themselves. Next to me is Ms. Ntombisi Skhosana, who's our acting CFO. Behind me is Mr. Conrad Feyefe, who is the head of human resources. Next to him, Ms. Felisa Duza, who is the chief operations officer in the department. Next to Ntombi is Mr. Stenjwa Ngobo, who is the head of the DG's office. Next to him, Mr. Mbazima Makubela, who is in heritage, director in heritage. At the back there behind the stage is Dr. Diso, who is the head of nurturing and evaluation and government and good governance. Next to him is Mr. John Khashwa, who is in international relations. Next to John is Dr. Murele, who is the head of the National Language Services and Acting Director for Cultural Development. Next to him is Mr. Mulele Gledimo, who is responsible for arts and arts in society. ASY, arts, social development and youth. Next to him is Mr. Jaburu Sebe, who is our cultural economist. Next to him is Ms. Masia Panedi, who is our legal advisor, the Mr.'s legal counsel. And next to her is Mr. Lord Kralimipi, who is the Deputy Parliamentary Officer. So,
Communication unit.
I'm advised, Chair, that the communications team is just analyzing the PM speech for the debate is acceptable.
Where is the communications unit? I'm not only part of what you said you was not I'm not going to approve them. We are the developers. We are not going to accept because we've raised so much because some of the challenges that we raised, who would do under the PM? Because we've got one, I've been writing it down, we've got people from the same sector behind that time. Where is the same sector? Where is Mr. Ndima?
Mr. Ndima is unable to make it because he has a meeting with the President and in preparation for the completion of the Matola Rail project with the colleagues from Mozambique. That is why Ms. Makumela is here.
We have Ubalevan. That's why he's now. Okay. Welcome all right. To the meeting.
Okay. So, if I may then move to what we'd like to present today, it's an overview of our performance for the first quarter. The key highlights of that are the budget expenditure, and we are going to explain our expenditure, the variance from the trend that we should be spending on. By economic classification. For the first quarter of all our targets, we achieved 47% of our target, 32% were partially achieved, and 21% were not achieved. Now we, just a quick comparison of our performance, and we are comparing that with 2011-2012. In 2011-12, we achieved 44% of our targets, 31% were partially achieved, and 20% were not achieved. And for this function, for this quarter, we were 47%, with 32 partially achieved and 21 not achieved. Some of the highlights within the area of the development, preservation, and promotion of arts, culture, and heritage. The strategy on social cohesion went through the governance and administration cluster, and as well as the social cluster, it was presented and accepted there. It was also approved by cabinet in June. Obviously, this happened in July, but we also had the social cohesion summit, but that was in July, so it will be reported next quarter. Our cooperation with the Department of Tourism, we have established a task team to develop a memorandum of understanding between ourselves in order to work together, particularly in the promotion of heritage as well as ecotourism. Because a lot of the work that we do in heritage, in fact, is around the attraction of tourism. We have drafted an MOU which is being finalized now, which was also presented to the Portfolio Committee on Tourism 2 months ago. We also hosted the National Freedom Day celebration together with the National what does awards on the judiciary of ICAO. We have also partnered with the NYDA on a number of things, the youth month activities, the historic education tour for young people, as well as the National Youth Day, which was held in the Eastern Cape. You would recall there that this financial year, well, this year, the National Youth Day was a responsibility of the NYDA, but we worked together with them on some of the activities for National Youth Day. As of next year, the International Youth Day becomes the responsibility of the Department of Agriculture, so we will manage that directly ourselves. We also partnered with several institutions on a variety of projects to celebrate Africa Day. We had a visual exhibition by artists from the SADC region. We also had the annual Circle Scramble for Africa conference on Africa Day in May. On economic development, we staged the Land Design event, which is an eco-design initiative, which was exhibited in Sweden. We also held the National Carnival Workshop, which was also in May in Johannesburg. And this carnival workshop was mainly to assist provinces and municipalities that want to get involved in the running of carnivals. The country currently have two large carnivals and a number of small ones, and we are assisting the other provinces to upgrade their carnivals because of the value that carnivals have for artists. On food development, we have a bazaar program. We are sponsoring seven students in heritage studies. We have increased our capacity in the department through internship. We have employed 22 interns in the department. We have also forged partnerships between ourselves and those universities on integrated heritage human resource management, and that program is currently ongoing in Grahamstown. On promotion of linguistic diversity, on language planning development, we have taken through the South African Language Practitioners Council Bill through Cabinet. It has been now approved by Cabinet, and it's now sitting with the stakeholder advisors in preparation for introduction into Parliament. The 14th National Language Forum was also held, and main discussions were around technology development, translation, editing, and literature development. On access to information, the Community Library Bill was submitted to the Office of the Chief State Law Advisors for pre-certification, and an opinion was received from them in June. We had a successful National Archives Awareness Week, which was conducted in May, and approximately 1,200 people attended from all walks of life, including a number of school children. We have created partnerships with publishers who have donated books worth over 100,000 rands for the organization of the National Book Week. The National Book Week was held last week, and it was launched in the Eastern Cape. But the books that were distributed there were actually donated by various partners within the publishing industry. On our global positioning, the Minister signed the Charter on African Cultural Renaissance. This was part of the Africa Day celebration, which recorded that there was a conference which was coinciding with Africa Day, hosted by DECO, and part of what we did there was the signing of the African Cultural Renaissance Charter. We also signed a cultural agreement between South Africa and Spain. In fact, what we should have also included here, Chair, is that we also signed a co-production treaty with Ireland in support of the film industry. We also presented the proposal to host the 40th anniversary conference of the World Heritage Convention, which was presented to the Africa Group meeting at the 36th session of the World Heritage Convention that was in Russia. the conference is going to be held, in fact, in 2 weeks' time. It's part of the celebration of the World Heritage Convention. But we are meeting with the Africa Group to develop a particular position on sustainable development with heritage in Africa, in order to push for an adjustment in the way that heritage promotion or heritage conservation is seen in the context of the World Heritage Convention. Now, getting into our expenditure. As a department, we have spent 19% of our budget as at the end of June, which is at the end of the first quarter. Of that, administration has spent 21%, performing arts 19%, the National Language Service 30%, cultural development 10%, heritage promotion 23%, and the National Archives and Library 16%. The trend that we should have spent by in the first quarter should have been 25%, but we'll explain why we're not able to spend that. Economic classification, we spent 24% of compensation, which is in line with the trend. 15% of goods and services, 17% of the additional grant, that's a library grant. Agencies and accounts, we spent 27%, mainly because of the transfers that we make to our entities. Capital works, we spent only 9%, mainly because a lot of the work in this quarter was just preparation, but also we have sought, we approached Treasury to ask them to transfer directly our infrastructure grant to our entities, and we only got the approval now at the second quarter, so that the transfer is going to be was effected in the second quarter. To non-profit organizations, 9%, mainly that's VARA and and bread. On the households, we have spent 18% of our budget, and on capital assets, 17%. Compensation, we have said 24% spent. We had a high rate of officials working overtime in the first quarter of the financial year, mainly because of the large events that we had during that quarter. We are monitoring, we've raised a bit of concern about the amount of overtime that was being went by correctly. So we're managing that in a different way. We don't want to overspend because of overtime. On goods and services, we only spent 15%, and mainly that because we only received claims from the Department of Public Works in July, and that is related to municipal services as well as leases on state-owned properties. Now, that a lot of that only went through in July, so the expenditure is going to improve a lot in the second part. And the details of goods and services, you can see each other. On normal departmental expenditure, 36%. On property management, that is the public works thing that I was just talking about, only 2%. On social cohesion, that's 72%, mainly because most of that money went to the social cohesion summit. The social cohesion on geographical names, only 1%, and haven't spent on heraldry, mainly because the tender was still out for the flag level school program. On MGE, there's been very little expenditure here, mainly because MGE was classified incorrectly as goods and services, and we have approached Treasury to reclassify that for households so that we can allow that money to be transferred to different projects. And on community employees, we have spent 7%. That's a top slice of the grant which goes to goods and services. The conditional grant to the 72 provinces for libraries was spent at 17%. Funds are transferred to provinces based on their cash flow projections according to their plans. An amount of 98 million was transferred in the first quarter. The extra spending by province in the first quarter was 63 million rand, which is 11% of the total grant. and this is the breakdown of the province. And you can see here that Gauteng in particular, Gauteng and the Western Cape, their plans are that they spend very little in the first quarter, and that is going to, obviously, we are hoping that the expenditure is going to pick up during the course of the year. And then subsidies and transfers to entities, an amount of 259 million was transferred. And these were payments to heritage institutions, the National Library, as well as performing arts institutions. We don't anticipate any overall expenditure. We will transfer all the money that needs to be transferred to our entities. And capital works, only 9% was spent by the end of June. And this really relates to the maintenance, upgrading and refurbishment of our museums, libraries, as well as the construction of our legacy projects. And main issue is the under expenditure here, which I explained previously, is that we also received the approval from National Treasury to transfer to playhouses late in the second quarter. So we have made those transfers, and that's going to be reflected in the second quarter expenditure. Our non-profit institution, our supply in the same Engel and Berg Arts Collection, 39% was spent at the end of June, that's due to the fact that BASA receives a third of its allocation in April. We do three allocations a year to BASA, and once again we will do all of those transfers to the NPOs. The household 18% was spent at the end of June, and this relates mainly to financial assistance programs of the department. We received Treasury approval to fund some of the IAIC programs that we needed to fund, and that is going to upscale our expenditure. And the breakdown of our household program, Buelekhaya Music Festival in the Eastern Cape, technical equipment for the Chekhov program, arts access, the youth month activities, artists in schools, as well as the National Arts Festival program, some of the expenditure that we've made on households budget. And the BASA programs, we have transferred 800,000 rands each to the University of Limpopo, UNISA, UJ, as well as the University of Zululand. And some of the household projects, we funded the Kisnon Ice production, the LL1 program, African Day celebration, the South African chapter of the Under 40 Africa SMAFCO celebration, the screen-to-screen field development program, as well as the eco-design program. And some of, we made transfers to the Fort Trucker Monument, to the Liberation Heritage Program, the Heritage Professionals Program, UCT, was also transferred to the amount of 200,000 was done in the first quarter. On machinery, on capital assets for the department, we spent 17%, which is 1.1 million, and this really relates to the purchase of machinery equipment, mainly ICT equipment, and that is linked to the employment of new staff. The more we employ staff, then the more we utilize this budget. We have designed a commitment register in order to manage this program, and it has now all been centralized under Program 1 so that we do bulk buying of machinery and equipment. That's our report to the committee, and we'll gladly respond to questions and our expectations.
Thank you.
Honourable members,
those are the questions from the field. If anyone wants to vote us, aber von Skandweg oder am Tisch oder Beine, was ich auch noch ein bisschen habe.
Okay, two short questions. Did you, the South African Language Practitioners Council Bill, what is the purpose of that bill? Can it be that with the use of official languages bill, we will have to have many language practitioners? Is it to sort of organize their workings, please? I would like to know that. And where can I get a copy of this bill? And then also, sir, I'm quite new to this portfolio. What does BASA stand for? Thanks.
And also, thank you for this presentation. Thank you, sir. I also want to thank the DG for this presentation, which is quite very clear formulated. But my concern is with the conditional grant to provinces. What are the challenges that make some of these provinces not to spend the money when we really need this money to be used in the provinces? It may be, is it because they don't present the business plans to the department, or what is it that makes them? Well, yes, explain about how they, but you can look at the trend. Yeah, I'm looking at Limpopo here, only 20% has been sent, and Western Cape only 3%, and we're now already in September. I wonder if they'll be able to spend the money allocated to them. And secondly, well, it's under households and other things. I just wonder, what is this leave gratuity once off? Is it for the officials? What is it? Thank you.
Hello, Juarez.
I'm just writing the for presentation. I just want if you can be given this the agreement that the Department of the Arts and Culture and the Department of Tourism has established and signed, so that we just check what is all about that MOU. It's about this overtime of the workers of the department. My impression is that it's not also caused by the acting of this worker, because most of the workers are active, and this is from the acting chair. To me, I think the president of the country in his speech promised the South Africans that if the vacancies and acting will come to an end. I wonder if the department, the ministry, has listened to the call of the president or not. Lastly, Chair, I'm aware that the intent and the others, sometimes we are addressing our constituencies, and our committees we are participating in this parliament. One talk about the arts and culture, and they will ask us about the balance and the intentions. As partners, how can they help us? Maybe by, I'm not saying the news must come to other members of this group, but maybe to our constituencies, so that our people must actually see that we also know about this type of thing. Our people, our young people now, must also apply for these things. As members of this committee, our communities can check this. See, there are a lot of others in there. But Honorable Horace, you are sitting in that committee, but you don't give this information. I'm sure it's not going to work as well. But can't the partner do something about that? I'm not saying they must give us the best reference, but I'm saying just get this of known as members of this committee, so that we can give us our constitution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Horace. I think a question that you're raising, but why ask the Women Communications Department Unit? Yes. Because that's for that reason, that one of the issues that I raised about the Tikkun is that people don't know why you read newspapers, nothing that is communicated. If you remember last year, during the BRR process, I raised the issue of saying, what is the communication tool unit doing? If you go and check the annual report last year, I think there are 2 media releases or 4, if I remember very well. And last, honestly, in this whole South Africa, really, is that feasible? Because my question was also going to ask, how do the students know about it? Because I myself as an MP, I don't know about them. And I'm not ashamed to say that because I've never seen any of it. And I buy newspapers every day, all day, even a second one. I buy the best out of it because I know. That's where I get helped by journalists. But I don't see any of them. And where do you get the students? You know, I must say this first, I'm not able to record the format of the report. I think we are getting used to say the portfolio committee will read it as it is. Because you see, if somebody just reads it, there's nothing in detail that's the reason. When you get the students, must be able to tell us, we have 10 from Limpopo, 5 from Gauteng, 6 from Provost Natal, and then they will tell us how, even demographic of colors were. How many Indians do we have, how many black people in color, and we take them, we want that information. Even to this day, Dr. Rowan has not told me, what do you do about those ones who dropped out? Because I ask that question many times, because these students are given bursaries, and half of the time they drop out. Dr. Rowan is something, about what is it that is being done on that? Because that's one of the issues, there are really students who need the bursaries as well. And the last time I checked, you said the government doesn't have money for internships. Now I'm shocked that now she's driving internships in them. I won't tell 9 months in them. They go who interact. I won't have a question. It was not last year. This quarter. What does quarter when you report it? Oh, and then when I lost them. Oh, okay. Wow, I'll call it this even. Okay. I thought those were some of the issues. I see members have questions. I'll probably become the last one or more.
not only a one or two thing, we must have broken. We speak to the closest guest. Come on, there is a quote. We are speaking about the situation also of that time. Even the late president of the Tuli was talking about Africa in 1961. We must try to move forward. The speech must be the fact. The other colleagues talk about the conditional grant of the province. I think this is not the first time that this matter be raised. Even last year, it was exactly the same time where the province is not sending the grant. I think we must see the same. They say not giving this province this money. I'm saying for politics. Yesterday in the house, the ruling party was attacking, saying they're not doing enough on the issue of employment for youth and youth development. I'm glad you raised today and saying that you have bursary and you have internship in place. For those who are making noise in this house and saying that the ruling party is not doing enough. But in their province, they're not spending the grant, but they're supposed to be spent. What is required for? Because also we must know for what they require this grant. I mean, if the department will pay over this grant, what problems will they implement so that we who stay in the provinces can also do our homework? Because it's not only the department's work. We as MPs have a constituency right to do oversight out of where we deploy. And I deploy the Western Cape. I'm not IT, I'm deploying the Western Cape, so I can also do my own work. But I must know for what was this grant given to the Western Cape, so that I can also do my own research. Because my constitution is not right to do my work as a member of parliament, and not to score politics, not playing politics. Last year, person, I want to speak on the issue of you are a chairperson on the issue of the communication, but you know, what of people, or what is the communication policy of the department? Honorable Kurai raised about the compensation of employers. Chairperson. And the issue of people who ate you. You know, last week, that PDG is acting constant when I came in this community. I mean, what is the plan? I hear that friend. There's a gentleman who are saying they're gonna put an advert out for those vacancies, for this critical vacancies. We're supposed to be here. How far is that process? And it's not that we are funny, and people mustn't take care of us as we are funny members. Or take us seriously. I think BT, we're asking for that organism for our long income to present to us. So that we can close the gap on this issue of testing or whatever, and those people who are supposed to be responsible for communication. But we see all the learning organism, who is there and who is not there, and what is their responsibility. I mean, the entity of last week, it was to be a disaster. And that person who was acting, maybe he's not doing it because he's acting. And the DTC can't even answer us on the issue of that entity because he's acting for how long. Even when people are acting, they're breaking their feet. Because you are not, because tomorrow you will not appoint me as the person who are acting. I don't care those persons who come in, if I can't be the king of home. So really, this issue must be addressed. I don't want the second meeting when we have the second quarter reporting that we still meeting. And I'm saying last time, I will not stick up my finger to vote for the budget.
Members, I'm not sure whether I'm the only one, also superwoman. Honestly, For me, it's I'm not impressed with the product in front of us as a portfolio. For me, it's very empty. It's not different from last year. I know it's still your first quarter expenditure, but really, I don't think we get all the information that he is required. And I don't think it's very fair for us each time to ask questions to get clarity of everything that we need. And really, I think with the last year, I'm not saying that, no, make it better, make it better, but it's just, nothing is changing, you know. And then you're like, oh, I don't have a chance. We have no interest in the school. Even when I'm saying, I'm just saying this so that I really, when I'm most times, that's the boy, you know, there's a problem. Because really, I don't find anything. I'll just simply travel. I don't think it's different from now what I got last year, but I'm getting a copy of our last year, I'm telling that. So I don't think I'm really impressed. And we let me give one of the members a
source. Chairperson, thank you. You know Chairperson, I'm sitting here and I don't see that I'm in a meeting that is receiving a report. I thought in Petway High Blood Gakun Namlanji. And I was just wondering, that's why you see me quiet. It is not a cut and paste, but there's something wrong. Maybe we are not improving, but because it pertains money, we feel we should come and report. But the trend is the same. That's what I'm looking at here, and I don't think this is fair. You know, a session of reporting to Parliament, it mustn't be where we wallop each other. It must be done gracefully and with the intention of improving the lives of people. But if we don't get a report, to me, I would like to say it's empty. No, it's a report, but I don't feel the oomph that we are getting there. One of the things is that you see, I don't know, maybe the Hunde Royal Reader, Okwangokucha person Hunda. So when you read this, for instance, the slide where you talk about compensation, it speaks about spending as at end of June was being 4%. It contradicts this. I don't know what is the difference between expenditure and spend. Now it talks about seeking, somebody must explain to me. It's the same month, same day. The expenditure was at 50%. Here it's 24%. The spending at the end of June. Are we talking about the same? That's why there's something else. It's not again. Here is a paragraph that says during the first quarter there was a high rate of officials working overtime amounting to 469. I thought somewhere, somehow, this must be interpreted into percentage as well. But it's not there. So it is vague, you know, when we read these things. Maybe we need to elaborate more when we make our presentation so that people must understand. I'm looking at this provincial expenditure, and I think last week I watched how they, what did they have getting full of us? Was that a carnival? Now I'm asking myself, which is, where do they get the money? They don't say. Are they not supposed to spend on the money allocated to them? Or they had, those are the things that we must understand, because it's so big here, you don't understand. And you know, there's one thing I really think as Parliament, as public representatives, sometimes we are being undermined. We deal with issues that we are not fairly introduced to. You talk about the minister signing international agreements, of which we are not explained of what is this all about. Those are some of the things. So that when we go back to our constituencies, we are able to explain what Arts and Culture Department chairperson, you know, I would like, you know, chairperson, I'm one person who doesn't want to act like a graduate, one playing for all this. And because I take it that people do understand, once you raise a thing this year, and I'm a very good listener, I suppose people should be act like that. What Parliament expects of you, I think it has come to your attention by now that how we expect our reports to be, and what should they entail. And so far, Chairperson, that's what I wanted to say. This is an issue of social cohesion. These are some of the things I think, so it's quite evident that when you talk about this social cohesion, to other people it's just policy. Who is eager to make a difference, you know, on this? It's only one, it's lopsided. I think it's out of the nature of Congress on this. That is intended. We talk about social, but it is getting worse, I'm telling you. And Chairperson, you know, I was demoralized when you told me that I must go and talk about today. Because, yes, the topic that you gave me, I'm speaking on that. Because if you would allow me to go and, if it's in your micro rights, Chairperson, I'm not deliberately doing it that I call all the bogus. This bed is very far from the head. So if I was allowed to express myself in a workshop about social cohesion, where I would freely speak my response, I would tell you how I feel about the social cohesion thing. So a department that is responsible in particular to deal with social cohesion should make it quite evident when they give a report that what are they doing, what are the challenges, so that we know where it is. You know, the Chairperson has raised one aspect that is the whip or the Chairperson who spoke about this problem. If they don't spend, but you see, in this province, we are here because we are deployed. I wouldn't like to come to this province. I just want to be blunt and say, you can feel that social cohesion is very far from, even if you are in a shopping center. So, that's why I say, I'm a little bit dazed whether we are all in the same, you know, working towards the same direction. And one other thing I wanted to raise, Chairperson, is that yes, in your department you do have a desk that, such as the one that deals with social, with the gender and youth, by the way, the one that I referred to, and I suppose we're supposed to have communication. But I wanted to ask DG, how do you relate to other departments? Well, because some of the things that have been highlighted here, you need this department to work with education, so many departments, and so that you can progress. You cannot progress on your own. I think it's the reason why cabinet meetings are there, so that the people who belong to one cluster, all decisions must be taken that so such departments should work on such programs. But it doesn't seem to be the way. It's a pity that we are talking alone here. The minister is not here. We are not ministers, but we understand because we are taught in the African National Congress, ready to govern.
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe one should first address itself. and say maybe the department wants us to do more research. Because the presentation that they gave to us, it seems as if it's very much summarized. Maybe it sounds like being given to people who are hands-on in the department. So that the way they put it in paper and the way the DG presented it, as if now those people who are together, you know, people that are acquainted on a daily basis about especially the programs and what is taking on the, in the department. So I'm trying to check myself to say maybe the department is making a wake-up call to say please make your own decision, so that we can be able to come closer to you when you present the DG. Maybe there is a gap between us and the department. Because now the questions that maybe one should raise, it is just to, you know, to pick up on something, maybe to explain more about this and that, but we are not deep into the matter itself. So we can't ask you a question the way that the presentation is being presented to us. It's only the clarity that we can see. For instance, my first question is related to the compensation of employees. You talk about, you know, the rate of officials working overtime. One can ask the question of likely to say because of the vacancy post. Oh, is that because of the demand or the workload that is there, or because you want to reach the target that is set for yourself for that particular department, for that particular program that you invest in overtime, in officials working overtime. But when you read the sentence again downward, you are closing again to say somebody does not understand how are you doing that. You're closing down again, DG. Say, you know, you are monitoring that expenditure by yourself. So that at the end of the day, you might not find yourself having an over expenditure. You see, one should not know exactly what is it that you allow, you have a high rate of officials working overtime. But on the other hand, you don't want to have an over expenditure. So, that I'm saying is just like the question that we can speak. But we can't get deeper inside to find out. Unless really we were also being invited by you, DG and department, to do more research on ourselves so that we get the cut of what is happening in the department. The second question may be, goods and services, DG. Your explanation you have been showing, you explained a little bit about that. But one is asking himself a question to say, when you talk about the department receives claims from the Department of Public Works relating to first contact expenditure on municipalities and also state-owned and private agencies. One should find out, by the way, the Department of Public Works, is it an agent in government? In all these works that is in fact the government work that is being performed, or that is how the government is putting it as the voting line in terms of the expenditure and the work that is being done within the department. Is it in that way? One should just get the clarity on that idea. And then the last one, if I may. The conditional grants to provinces. My colleague has already posed a question related to that. Funds are transferred to relevant provinces based on approved quarterly needs. One is trying to find out who are those relevant provinces. That's why I'm saying DG and the department members. Officials might be knowing when you refer a province being relevant. Is there some other criteria that you say this one should be relevant to us to receive this kind of money? because they have met this criteria, or their performance is up to this percentage, and so on and so on. That's why I'm saying definitely we need to arrange ourselves with these things. So one is asking, you know, it might not be something a very good person. Which are those relevant provinces? Because if all provinces are being now granted to this kind of circumstance, which one are the relevant? So thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Norma. I'm going to go on the rest. And then,
thank you, Chairperson. I agree with a lot of things that U.S. Chairperson has said and all the people about the background. And so I think we have all got the same idea in this committee. I think we've all got the same problems at this stage. I'm not saying that the department and the DG and all the managers are not doing a good job, but, you know, if people ask me what is going on in the Department of Agriculture, I can't really tell them. Because I haven't that interest, knowledge of the department. But I think what is important for us is when people ask, is this a specific program for reconciliation and nation building going on every day? I can't tell people because I don't know. Just want to ask a couple of questions. You know, forced partnership between the department and the Rhodes University by launching integrated heritage human resources management. What happened next? Was there a good outcome? Or was someone get up in the morning and decided we're going to do this? Drafted ministerial submission and got cabinet memorandum to introduce SALPC bill to cabinet. The 14th National Language Forum was held. Discussions were around issues of terminology, development, etc. So what? What happened afterwards? Was there a lot of good information coming out of that? Did the people of South Africa benefit from this? And there, for instance, the minister signed the chart on African cultural renaissance. We want more. What was the outcome of that? And that's also the cultural agreement between South Africa and Spain. So you can go through the whole presentation and ask, okay, so much money was spent, so much money was paid over the department to this and that organization, but was that money, was it well spent at the end? Did someone model that we use this money to the data of the people of South Africa? So, as I see, there must be this programs working in a specific direction so that we can achieve, at the end of 5 million rand we spend on this program, we can say this was worthwhile and the people of South Africa benefit out of this program. If we see that there's something wrong with national cohesion or whatever, there must be something in place to start working and working harder on that issue. And let's just leave it for another day. Chairperson, thank you. I hope the DG understands how I feel about this whole thing. I'm not saying they are not doing good work. They are doing good work. We don't have specifics what they do. Thank you, Jefferson.
I think we're on the scholar.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the presentation, DG. Another thing, page 5. Our strategy on social cohesion. And we must ask back again in this subject where my colleagues want. But if you have to look after basically social cohesion is something. Is that okay? Now then you have to check on this over. What is it that we have at hand? Yeah. as a program, and how far are we in implementing that program? I can see that we talked to the strategy on social cohesion. I just want to check the time frame that we might be having on achieving what we want to achieve in the form of a program. How far, where are we now? So that is one. Two, on the same page five, it would be bullet two from bottom, talking to the casting to govern her work and its conditions. I just needed to check, you know, do we have any guiding or strategy or guiding that guides the task team, which is between DSA and Department of Law, which has been established? Is there any guide or guiding document? I accept the question of the memorandum of understanding, which has been finalized. Finalized in what way? Draft finalized, is the MOU signed? What is it that we're talking to here?
Thank you very much. Like I said, it's a good summary when I started asking my questions. Indeed, a summary. My colleagues have suggested that, but I still have a small question about on page 6. When I think I did search from next year, the historical view day will be the responsibility of the Department of Agriculture. I had thought there are departments which could have better the responsibility of the Department of Women in the Department. And secondly, I thought the limit of the presidency should take care of that. Because, well, it has not been elaborated why it should be the lady of the Department of Agriculture. And secondly, if it is the historical National Youth Day, we also have the National Women's Day, why can't also that fall into the department? That is something that was, when you were giving this report, I was asking myself, why is special the National Youth Day, whether for other departments which can take care of it. And then, lastly, when I said the summary is on page 9 about the key highlights, the 44th National Language Forum was held. Remember, we had a lot of problems with the language bill. Then we were discussing about the issues of terminology development, translation, and literature development, etc. Maybe it might help in the future that when such forums are held, the members of parliament like me be taken on board, so that when it comes to this issue of language challenges, we're able to know where we are. And also, we know that we've got a lot of challenges when it comes to the translation and editing, especially when it comes to African languages. Maybe next time it would help give you that we be taken on board to be able to know what the things are discussed on this language forum. Like I say, maybe if you could elaborate it more, we would not be asking so many questions. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Nansulan. I think, I must say, I know this will be upset with me, but I guess you are really undermining us. I'm looking at last year's report. It's far much better than what you've given us. I'll just remember, just to say it. Really, it looks much better. You were able to elaborate on many things. If I'm looking at that, this report is really undermining us. Because we're looking at the problem of the report. You are undermining us with this committee. Maybe we think you are just very illiterate. We don't know some of the things. Maybe that's your thinking behind when you do this last report. It was really, unfortunately, happened to me, really, I would ask the department not to go to ask anything and to go back. Because one is really to a report that we come back to the committee. That is fine. Now, it's better than that. Because now, we won't leave here if you are going to sit here. But it was, that's my feeling, was one of the issues. I don't know how members feel. If members don't mind, we'll just elaborate it, okay. Because really, if you look at it, I want to better resource. Master. Okay, I'll just, before you respond, Jijin, you're going to go to I'll ask her to take a cheap break, just 10-15 minutes, then we can come back. Yeah, thank you.